Welcome to Random Radio. I'm your host, David Bolander, and thanks for listening in. Every week, we discuss a random topic, whether from a listener like you or my choice, if I don't have a listener suggestion. This week's topic, change. And don't forget that any opinions shared on the show are just that, opinions. Remember, if anybody says anything offensive, they don't mean to offend, and they're only expressing their opinions. And with that out of the way, let's get on with the show. Now, we've all experienced a ton of change over the last few years due to an unnamed virus. We've had to wear masks, which I know has affected a lot of people, at least in my life. Social distance, which means you can't go visit grandma, or you couldn't anyway. And quarantine. Nobody liked quarantine. It's always awful. And all of these things, like, they've all eased up, but they're still kinda there. Quarantine, not so much, but anyway, a bunch of unnamed parties have also actually been taking a stand on some of their topics. They've been making it a lot more pronounced. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm like ready for all of this to end. Like I'm sick of it. Is that just me? Am I the only one who's sick of this? Who's ready for all of this to end? I don't know. Anyway. Change has been super prevalent in, like, everybody's life up to this point. I don't know a single person who hasn't experienced change at this point. we are all super familiar with it, whether we want to or not. It's always there. And I don't think any of us have actually ever wanted change. But it's thrust upon us. It's here now. And sometimes it can trap us, but we try not to let it do that. We try our best not to let it do that. Now know that there was change, though quite a bit less, like before the pandemic. One big example, at least in my personal life, was our dog pen. So in the house we're currently living in right now, when we bought it, it came with a pallet dog pen or dog fence, whatever you want to call it. Which actually started up at like the front of the front yard and wrapped all the way around the exterior of the house into the backyard, right? And so we thought, oh cool, we'll just put our dogs in there. Now we have two black labs, right? Willow and Coda. And we discovered that they like to dig, which made my stepmom very, very mad, because she said that they were just absolutely ruining her front yard. So she tasked me and my dad with the task of tearing up this old dog pen, and moving it into the backyard entirely, which severely reduced the size of it. We spent maybe 2 weeks on this, right? 2 weeks on this of just mostly work on this project. It was annoying, but we got it done, and it took a while, and we had to fill in all the holes and everything. My stepmom helped out a little bit, and my sister helped out a little bit, but anyway, but on with the story. Basically, come about 2 years later, we're moving the Billy Barns, which we have, and if you don't know what a Billy Barn is, it's basically just a small little shed, typically attached to skis. Because we live in Idaho and there's snow half the time. So we decided to move those, right? Because they were a little bit close to the house, and my stepmom wanted the backyard to be completely open and full and everything. So I wasn't there to actually help out move them, but I helped unload all of them and get all the stuff out of there. With that, then we had to move the dog pen, because part of the wall for the dog pen was the Billy Barns. So we had to tear up the dog pen that we had built just 2 years earlier and rebuild it farther back in the backyard, right? Next to the Billy, where the Billy Barns now were. I was really mad about this, just because I was like, well, we just worked on this like 2 years ago. We spent like 2 weeks of just full work working on this, and now you're saying that's worth like nothing. And it's just, I got really mad about it, but over time, I've actually learned to kind of accept it. Just like be like, well, this is how it's going to be. Change is this way. So, and this little step, this one little thing, has actually made my life like 5 times better. Just accepting the fact that change is a thing. Not for a word from our sponsors. Unfortunately, we don't actually have any sponsorships or supporting of this kind, or as of yet. So if you are actually looking for some free, which might be moved to cheap, advertisement, contact us at bola.david2006@gmail.com. Once again, that is bola.david2006@gmail.com. And how this works is we are going to give any, or we're going to put any message, or nearly any message, don't do anything super terrible, into these commercial portions of our show. And all you have to do is send it to us, and possibly with a little bit of money at some point. I'm not looking for that currently, so we'll see. But anyway, we are accepting this kind of sponsorship and would really, really appreciate the support. And anyway, back to talking about change. As we've discussed, change is a big portion of our lives, right? It's always there, and it can be very difficult to accept, but we really have to if we want to progress in our lives. Otherwise, we're just going to be holding on to it, and it's going to be terrible, and it's just going to make our lives awful. And it'll always be there, always part of it, and that is something that will not change, which is funny. But some amazing things have been forged in change, right? It's just some things have been beautifully forged. Like, for example, the American Revolution. So the American settlers wanted a change. They wanted what they saw as oppression from Britain to stop, right? And so what they decided to do was rise up and change it, make a change, fix it. And you might be saying, well, but they had a choice in whether they wanted to change things, right? Well, think about the loyalists, the people who are still loyal to Britain. They didn't really have much of a choice, because the revolution was really taking hold. Once the revolution was really taking hold, they had to make a choice, which really changed their lifestyles, because they had probably been living there for quite a bit of their lives. And they had to make a change. They had to choose either to stay with the revolution and fight in the Revolutionary War, or they had to go and leave for Britain, which is probably a place that some of them had never been. Yeah, and this change was just forced upon them, and I'm not saying that I feel awful for the loyalists or anything, but I'm just saying they had to experience change too, and don't ignore them. Now, a much less beautiful thing would be the French Revolution. Quite a bit of the commoners of, I think, Paris, I can't completely remember, they wanted a change. Right, they wanted the oppression from, I believe, King Louis the 14th or the 16th or something or other like that. They wanted it to stop. So they decided to make a change and rise up like the Americans. They did it a lot worse. they did it a lot more gruesome. But they did it, and they made a change. But note that not everybody wanted this. Like, for example, there's a random farmer out in the middle of nowhere. Because King Louis was also trying to restrain and punish the revolutionaries, so what he did is I'm pretty sure that he put out new taxes towards the French, his French people. So what he did, so say that you're a farmer out in the middle of nowhere, you've only heard of the revolution for maybe, it's like been a rumor, out in the middle of nowhere, like, it's probably not going to take hold anywhere. And then suddenly your taxes rise by like 60%, right? Suddenly your taxes go straight up and you get mad about it, right? But they had to accept this change, they had to accept this change, and they had to either go fight in the revolution or stay with their lives, keep doing what they were doing and try to ignore it. And most of this change that was being put towards them was negative, sadly. But anyway, like these people in history, then we can actually either choose to cause our own change, whether good or bad, where we can make the best out of the change that is put onto us. Either way, we need to make the best of our situation, no matter how terrible, no matter how bleak it might be, or it might seem. We need to keep looking forward and just hope and pray that things will get better, or else we're not going to get, or else our lives are just going to be miserable. And so I think that we need to learn to accept the change that is put into our lives, or else our lives are going to be way harder, like so much harder, and you're just going to hold a grudge this whole time. And resisting and trying to resist or sidestep change, it's futile. You're never going to get it. You are never going to be able to completely eradicate change, because it's just by doing that, then you're changing something, right? It's impossible to stop change. And so we just have to accept it and make the best of our bad situations, and as for the good ones, hold on to them, like savor them, like keep them, hold them tight until they fade away, but hold them tight until just so that they can't escape. And with that, then I'm Dave Bolander, and this was Random Radio signing off.